So today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So we got to the very top of Yud Zayin Laf, the Eisvei. Does that work for you, Eisvei, that top line? Where I was discussing the Machlokes of Yochmei Shlakish, the person was in Beis Kfaros, or perhaps if he was Tamei at the time when he took upon himself a Naziros, is that Naziros going to be Chal? Rabbi Yochanan felt it's going to be Chal. The moment he becomes Tar, then that Naziros is automatically Chal. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Naziros is rather Reish Shlakish, says it's not Chal, and he would have to take a new Kabbalah for the Naziros to be Chal. So the Gemara says at the top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, now Eisive, last word. Eisive, Ein Bein Tamei Shinazir, L'Nazir Tahor, Shinitma. There's no difference between a person who's Tamei and takes a Naziros to a person, a Nazir, who becomes Tamei. Ella, the one difference is, Ella, Tamei Shenazir, a Tamei person who takes upon himself Naziros, Shvi Shalom, his seventh day when he finally becomes Tar, like a person's Tumas Meis has to wait 7 days and go through the whole process of Paraduma. On day seven, when he's finally completing the Tahara process, that last day where he becomes Tar, Ola Lo Leminyan, it counts towards the first day of his Naziros. So there are 6 days of Tumah. Day 7, he completes his Tumah process, he's now Tahar, and begins already Naziros on day 7. As opposed to Nazir Tahar Shinim, a person who, Nazir, who's already Nazir, he becomes Tumas Meis, now ruins his count, he has to wait 7 days. Ein Shvi Shalom Ololo Leminim, the 7th day where he finally becomes Tahar, the 7th day does not count towards his minion of counting Naziros. Doesn't explain why that is right now. But that's the distinction. Let's see if anyone on the side does. Right, so if you see here, the Tosus explains here. Tosus ben Nazir Tahor Shinitma, a Nazir who becomes Tamei, Ein Shvishal Olalol Minaminin. His seventh day does not count towards his Naziros, the Mina Naziros, Taraso. Why? The Tzarech Lavi Chatas Ha'ofe, Ola Sa'ofe, Ashim Bishmini. Because he still has to bring the Karbanos the next day on day 8. Those are halachas of a Nazir who becomes Tamei, who violates Isser Tumas Meis. Has to bring karbanos. So that karban is not brought, those karbanos are not brought until day 8. That's why day 7 doesn't count, but day 8 does already count for his first day of his Naziris count.
Well, when somebody is Tamei regularly, he doesn't have, so he gets Mechata Shlishi and Shvi, right? And Tamei Ad Ha'erev, isn't it?
He's Tamei Ad Ha'erev.
Or no?
I don't know if that's true. I don't think so.
Then that's not the case. It's just as soon as he does the mechatas on the Shvi, he said he's Tahor.
I think so.
It has to be, because otherwise it would make no sense.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, okay, and that's the one distinction between a person who's Tamei and takes part of his Naziris versus a person who's Nazir and then becomes Tamei. That's the one difference, whether day 7 counts towards his Naziris Batara. So Gemara asks, V'isaka daita chalo chayil, if you thought like Reish Lakish, that Naziris is not chal, when a person's tummy takes upon himself a Naziris, it's not chal, amai ololo minimin, why does it count towards his minion? His whole kabbal of Naziris doesn't work in the first place. You can never have a case of a tummy person who takes upon himself a Naziris. What's this Reish, perhaps a Mishnah, talking about? Lefi Reish Lakish. So answers the Gemara, Amar mar bar Rav Ashi, meichel chule amelo pliki, dechal. Everybody's in agreement, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that it is takacha. Ela kipligi, when is there machlokas? And that's what Tosis was alluding to yesterday. We saw kipligi, when do they argue? Lemalke, in terms of malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Savar came in the chayal laki. So what malkus? The person is a tamei, tumas meis, he takes upon himself Naziros. Everybody agrees the Naziros is chal. But does the Naziros really take effect right now? Meaning it will be chal when he becomes star. But right now, do all the dinim apply? If he drinks wine, if he cuts his hair, if he's metami meis a second time, is he going to get malchus? If Yochanan thinks he'll get malchus. But according to Reish Lakish, savar lo laki v'chal, it's not, you don't get malchus rather. It's chal, when's a chal? When eventually becomes Torah, then it's going to be chal at that moment. Okay. If you just look at the Tosus explains this all clearly. Tosus dibar maschil haga meichel tuchuli amal dechal. Everybody agrees it's chal. Ulechshi tahir, when he becomes tahir, everybody agrees. Ein tzarich lachzor lidor benazir. You don't have to re-accept upon yourself a naziris according to Reish Lakish. Even dechal alav naziris rishon already begins from the first moment he took the naziris. But nicha hashta deshvi olal minim. Now we know why the 7th day counts towards the minim when a guy is tamei. And day 7 comes, he's now Tahor. And day 7, we know why that day 7 counts, because the Naziris kicks in the moment he becomes Tahor. Even if he doesn't take another Kabbalah. It's also true. He He adds further now, a bigger chiddush, which is not mashmalus of the Gemara, that Reish Lakish agrees if he shaves his hair and drinks, he will get malchus even according to Reish Lakish. Now, so what's the machlokus? When do they argue? The chipligi, very narrow machlokus, limalke perish, atuma lochud. The only machlokus is with respect to Tumas Meis. If he becomes tame a second time while he's already tame, will you get an additional malchus? But everyone agrees, according to Tosfos at least, I imagine others argue, that drinking and shaving will be effective. If he's warned about tumah, because Rabbi Yochanan Saver came in the chal and nizirus l'shar milei ashtiyas yain v'askalacha. Since it's chal with respect to those two halachas, then chal nami atumah. It's also chal with respect to tumah im hisubo. Lotse. If he tells him to leave the base kvaros, and if he doesn't leave, he gets malchus according to Rabbi Yochanan. The only exclusion is he doesn't have to bring a carbon when he's a tamei who takes upon himself a nazirus and becomes tamei additionally times. We'll see later on. But lo lamalkos etumah. But it doesn't exclude you. If a person's tamei, he can't be tamei a second time, a third time. You only bring one carbon, but you will get malkos, multiple malkos, for the series of violations of the hasra. But according to Reish Lakish, concludes Tosfos, Savar af agav dechal l'shar midli, even though it's chal with respect to other halachas, l'yayin l'skadal galachas, with respect to drinking and shaving, lo laki tumah, you don't get malchus for encountering additional tumah, t'chem di miyat rachman mikarbon. Once the Torah tells me you only bring one carbon for multiple tumas, so too it's excluding it from mikol din tumah af m'malchus. It's excluded. How to read this? So the way the Tosfos is understanding this Gemara is that... the way it's understood is as follows. That according to Tosos, even Reish Lakish agrees that Nazirus is chal right now.
Right.
It's not waiting to be chal. It's chal right now. So it's only they're really arguing about Gzeiras HaKalah, whether it's excluding from only a carbon tumah or
but
even.
Then he should also be kind of a chayav malchus on tumah immediately also.
No, but that's a special Gzeiras HaKalah.
Yeah.
Because the Torah already excludes them. You only bring one carbon for multiple tumas. We're going to see that Gemara addressed later on. I think. I don't know if anyone argues on this though. It sounds like from the Rush that he is arguing. Oh no, Rush also says with respect to Tumah only. Rush says Ki Pligi only with respect to Al HaTumah.
Right.
So it could be others elsewhere.
The brace at the end of the last staff is a little difficult because it said, I was looking to see if we bring it again, but I don't think we do. It said that someone who's Tameh and makes a Nazirus, he's Aser in the three things, and if he does them, he gets Malchus.
Mm-hmm.
So we said it makes sense if it's Chal, it's like Rabbi Yochanan. But if it's not Chal, what's the Pshat? So the Gemara said it's talking about Yotzi v'Nichnas, went out and came back in. And the Rishonim spoke out, what's the Chiddush of Yotzi v'Nichnas? If he goes out and he's Makabel Nazirus a second time, what's the Chiddush that he doesn't have to go full Kabbalah Nazirus, he could just say the Kareni Nazir or something, or some
bridge version.
Bridge version. According to Reish Lakish now that we're saying it's chal, right? Mm-hmm. Nazirus was always chal in the first place. So how are you going to answer that, Brysa? You're going to say Yotzei v'nichnas.
I mean, yeah, literally, Yotzei v'nichnas. You go in and out. Multiple hasras, not a second Kabbalah.
Yotzei v'nichnas. He didn't accept upon himself the new Nazirus.
Because you didn't need to. And even Reish Lakish didn't need to make the Lakimta.
It was chal originally.
Yotzei v'nichnas means you come in and out, you get warned multiple times, or you leave and come back, and leave and come back. That will be the case of Malchus. According to Reish Lakish, though.
According to Reish Lakish, it's still Chal. It's not, you're not always in a state of not being able to get Malchus on Tumah. You'll be able to eventually get Malchus on Tumah.
Eventually, if a person becomes Tahor and then starts again, it sounds like from this Tosos right now, if you're Tamei, Nazir, your Nazir is Tamei, you become Tamei a second time and a third time within the same Tekufa, you won't get multiple Malchus. That's what it sounds like. So Yotzei v'Nichnas, according to this, you might have to interpret by when he becomes Tahor after 7 days and then continues his first Nazirus and Tamei a second time, that's when you get a multiple. That's what I imagine. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Eisvei. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish now, Misha Nazir v'hu beveis kvaros. The person takes upon himself a Nazirus while standing in the cemetery. Afilu haya sham shloshim yom. Even if he's there for 30 days, ain olo lo min minim. That doesn't count towards the minimum because there's never a moment when he was tahor. Ve'no mevi carbon tuma. He doesn't bring a carbon tuma. So the diak now is carbon tuma hu de lo maisi. He doesn't bring a carbon tuma. Ha milki lakiyale. But he does get malchus for the amount of times, however many times he gets warned, leave your nazir, and he doesn't leave. He's going to get multiple tuma, multiple malchus. This is against Reish Lakish. So, answers Reish Lakish, Bidin hu de lisnei ain alaka. It really should have taught you don't even get Malchus You don't bring a carbon, you don't get malchus either. It should have taught that in the Mishnah. Ella, so why did it teach only by carbon, which gave us a false impression of that malchus would be applied? Ella mishum de kabai lemisa b'sefer. Since in this sefer we had to teach the following, end quote, im asiyatza v'nichas ololo minaminim. If you leave and re-enter, meaning leave, you become tahor, and then come back in, then it will count towards the minyan. What it means the minyan is, we'll have to see toast in a second. Then, maybe carbon tumma. You will bring a carbon tumma since you were tahor at a moment. So therefore also, the seifa, tanaresha, eno mivi carbon tumma. Meaning, we're only, the seifa wanted to teach us a certain chiddush about carbon tumma, so the ratio also spoke about a case of a carbon tumma. But you can't make any diukim of the understanding with respect to malchus. Right, so just Tosus points out here, three wide lines down, Mishum the Katani Sefer, because the Sefer had to teach me the case of the guy was Yotzev and Nichnas. And he comes back into the basic pharaoh, sees Mevi, Karban Tumah. Tosus says, Dehasim lo shaykh lemisek deloka Tumah. It wasn't shaykh to speak about getting Malkos for Tumah. De Tani Mevi Karban Tumah lechach lo Tani Leel, Veneloka Tumah.
I think you're so inside. The Pshitahu came in the Tani.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the Arts
Girl
also
corrects it. I was wondering
that. For sure he gets malchus.
It's possible. Like,
once he brings a carbon, for sure he also gets malchus.
So there's no chiddush to teach me that. So he had to teach me the chiddush of the carbon.
Right.
So therefore, even the Reish wanted to talk about the carbon as well, but not to make any diukim about malchus. And that's how Reish Lakish wiggles out of that question. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, that'll bring a raya. There's no difference between a guy who's Tamei and takes upon himself Nazirus versus a Nazir who becomes Tamei, like we saw above. The guy who's Tamei in the first place and then took upon himself Nazirus, his seventh day counts towards the Minyan. His Tahor in day seven, it counts towards the Minyan. But the Nazir Tahor, his seventh day, the guy who's a Nazir then became Tamei, does not count the seventh day because you have to wait until day eight to bring the Karbanos. But it sounds like that's the only difference. Ain Bain says, Pasha says, there's only one difference. Ha, l'malkos zevazeh shavim. With respect to malkos, they are both equal. What does it mean they're both equal? That the, just like a nazir who becomes tameh gets malkos, so to a tameh who takes a palm tav naziros will get malkos as well. That's the raya for Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar lo, so Reish Lakish says, Amar lo, back to him, lo. The teglacha zevzeh shavim. With respect to shaving, they're both equal, that you're not allowed to shave. Everyone, remember we saw earlier, everyone agreed, even Reish Lakish agreed, a tamish nazir has to keep shaving, can't shave, he can't drink wine. It could have said both of them here. Aval le'inin malkos, with respect to malkos of tuma, mai, zeloka, v'einoloka. So there's a difference with respect to malkos of becoming tameh. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, listene. So it should have taught. It should have said, Ein bein nazir tameh versus tameh shen nazir. Ella, with respect to Shvi Shalom, Mona, and also with respect to Malkos, why didn't it teach that? So the Gemara says, B'tekanti kamari, b'kikul lo kamari. We're dealing with that which is fixing, that which is making him tar. We want to have a positive outlook for the Raisa, and not talk about the negativities of the Malkos. Ein echanami, the halacha stands, but we don't want to talk about the kikula, we wanted to speak about tekanta only. Interesting. So Tosus points out here, asks my question, when we said, with respect to taglachas, they're both equal. So I said, what about with respect to wine? Also, it should have taught that. So Tosus says, lo haya taglachas zev zev shavin, yesh mefarshim dulaka taglachas. If a guy, the Nazir, shaves, he will get malkos. Whether he was first Tamei and then Nazirus, or Nazir then became Tamei, if you shave your hair, you're getting malkos for that. Velo nihira, Tosus says, this doesn't make sense to me. You don't get malkos for shaving. That's not what the taglachas we're talking about here, of shaving in violation. Because if that were the case, it should have said dilema the taglachas the yain zev zeshavin that you get malchus came into bisur taglachas kamari. Since we're dealing with the isurim, it should have mentioned wine as well. So therefore, lachen yerli Tosa says pshat in the gemara is how the taglachas perish lemitzas taglachas linen shemegalech b'shvi l'taras. So with respect to shaving on day seven as part of the tara process, that's the taglachas we're talking about, where you're supposed to shave when there's a mitzvah to shave, not the isur of shaving. Okay.
Meaning that if he doesn't shave, he gets malchus.
No, on the day seven, when you become tahor from tumas meis, you have to shave again.
Right.
So that's a shaving that, with respect to both halachas, a tamei who's nazir takes upon himself nazirus, versus a nazir who becomes tamei, both of them have to count 7 days. After the 7 days are complete, you have to shave your hair.
So where is the malchus?
No, there's no Malkus.
No, but we said
initially we thought. When we said in the Gemara, ha-ba-ha-ba, taglachas.
Right.
What does it mean, taglachas? So Tosafot initially says, it means if you shave your hair, you get Malkus.
We say,
what does that mean, shavin? You get Malkus.
Yeah.
Right. So Tosafot, if that's talking about Malkus for shaving, it should have also said in the Gemara, if they drink wine, they also get Malkus on that. They're
right.
Equal with this. But it didn't mention that.
Aristotle adds,
right, so Tosa says it doesn't say wine.
Right.
So therefore, when we mention taglachas in the Gemara, it doesn't refer to the iser of shaving hair. It refers to when the 7 days are complete, when a nazir becomes tame, he has to wait 7 days. At the end, there's a mitzvah to shave the hair, that both these cases of naziros had the same mitzvah of shaving hair after 7 days of being complete, and then they start the count all over again. That's what we're referring to here.
So when you say shavim, it means that they both have to get a haircut.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's no real machlokas in halacha, just how to teach the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tashma, Yochanan brings another raya here. Misha ya tamei v'nazar, person who's tamei and then takes upon himself naziris, also legalech l'shos yayin, like everyone's been saying, everyone agrees, both opinions, that you get an iser of shaving, an iser of drinking wine. Vim gilach v'shas yayin v'nidma l'meisim. If he does all three violations, ha'reza sovikis arboim tiyufta. He gets lashes. To sound like even for sound pretty clear. Even for tumas meis, I'm not sure why it doesn't say initially. But yeah, if he becomes tamei additionally tamei, he will get malchus for each of them individually. This is the raya for Biokhan and a tiyufta. It's an unanswerable question against Reish Lakish.
This was the brace we wrote before, isn't it?
No, we didn't see this brisa yet. It says im gilach shasya nitma lemesim harayit se sofek esarbaim. We never saw that.
Wasn't that the one at the bottom?
Oh, maybe you're right. It was the same exact one. You're right.
It's missing in the ratio. It's missing litam lemesim, but it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't answer yotzei v'nechnas.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Like you said, it can become tamer.
Right. Tosa asks your question. Look at Tosa's hagah mishayon tamei v'nazir. A guy is Tameh, takes him upon himself Naziros. Hainu benazir v'hu bebeis hakfaros. That's our case. He's standing in the cemetery. He takes upon himself Naziros. Vim gilach, he shaves, the shos yayin v'nitna l'meisim, either one of those, sofek arbaim. U'mash b'da'ach toch shivalok, even within the 7 days of becoming tahor, he's also going to get malchus. Even the first 7 days, where there's never a moment of tara, he's still going to get malchus. It's a raya for Reb Yochanan, a kasha to Reish Lakish. Asks Tosos, Adam's question, vim tomar lishnei, why can Reish Lakish say, no, this Misha, Bryce, is referring to a case where he leaves, becomes Tahor, and then becomes Tameh, that's why you get Malkos. Not where he was Tameh always. Vishan of a Tavol Kiddushani Leel, Ahoch Kufa, why didn't we ask to answer that way? Yeshlomer Demash Malei Tumah Dumi Degiluach Vishisayayim. Because the fact that we couple them together, Tumah, with the Isurim of shaving and wine, the Chal Leh Bimei Tumah, where it comes to wine and shaving, everybody agrees it's definitely Chal, even when he's still tummy, even if he never becomes tower, it's still chal. So then, k'damasik le mechal d'chulam al chal dumi d'hachi malchus d'tuma afil lo neter chal le bimei tumaso. So therefore, we thought it was consistent that just like wine and shaving is chal the moment he's saying accepts it, even though he's tummy, so too with respect to the tuma should be chal right away as well. And that's why the brisa lumps them together because all the halachas are the same.
So basically, the halacha is if somebody's in a beis hakvaros and he becomes tamei and he takes nazirus and he goes out and he becomes tamei even though before he was mutar, he still have malchus.
Wait, if he's not, you know, even if he stays in the beis hakvaros and someone says, "Listen, Reuven, you're a nazir now, you have to leave."
Yeah.
I'm not leaving. Malchus.
And if he leaves and he goes back and becomes tamei again, also malchus, even though he's still tamei.
Exactly. Right. Okay, the Gemara now asks in the bottom of Yudzayin Amalav, Boy Rava. Rava asks, Nazir, what's the Aleph doing there? Nazar, who beis kvaros. So, not that he's already a Nazir, but he takes his Naziris while being in the beis kvaros. Mahu, what's halacha? Boy shehi lamalkos alo. Do you require shehi means to delay? Do you require waiting for a moment? Let's say he takes five Naziris while in the beis kvaros and he runs right out. There's no shehi. He runs out of the base kvaros without delaying for a moment. Do you get malchus since he was in the base kvaros? Or do you have to have a moment where you waited, and then that moment, that waiting is going to be chal? So just look at Mefarish for a second to explain this question. He says, "By shehir," four lines up in the Mefarish, "By shehir lamalchus dilo lo ka'ad dilishay be kedeshir hashachavaya." Gemara's in Shavuos. You have to wait a moment. Talks about a person who's Tamei in the base of Migdash. And he runs out. So is he going to get a Malchus for being in the base of Migdash? He became Tamei somehow. Or only if he waits for a few extra seconds where he shouldn't be waiting, that's when he get Malchus. Same halach here. If he runs right out, do you get Malchus? Or only if he waits does he receive Malchus? Hey Chidami, what's the case? The Gemara asks. Ilema de Amrile, if they say to him, Lo Tinazer. If they tell him, don't take upon yourself Naziros. Lam Lishahia. Why do you have to wait? Nazir, what's the base there? Nazir Tahar, my time alone, by Shia, the Kamasi Bay. Hachnami Kamasi Bay. So what's the difference here? A Nazir who becomes a Nazir Tahar, who is warned, don't enter in the base Kvaros, and he enters the base Kvaros without any Shia, he gets Malkos, because it's the Hasra that gets the Malkos, not the Shia, it's the Hasra. Here it's also, if he's warned, it's the Hasra that gives him the Malkos, not the Shia.
But when he was warned, he wasn't yet a Nazir. He wasn't in a state of Isser yet. They warned him, don't become a Nazir, because if you become a Nazir, you're going to be in a basic frost, and you're going to be Tameh. But who's to say that's a valid Hasra when a person isn't yet? The Isser is getting Tameh. He's not yet a Nazir. He's not in a state of Isser.
Okay, but why does Hasra have to be only when he's at the point of Isser? Meaning he's when he takes the Zeros, the Isser is Chal right then. I'm a Nazir, and that same moment, Vas Achas, the Nazir is Chal, and the Isser Tumma comes.
But then
the most Hasras are when the Isser is not there. Someone says, listen, don't drive on Shabbos. At that moment, he's not driving.
In a Hanami, but I'm Shaykh to the Isser. I could get this Isser right now. To tell me, don't become Tummy as a Nazir when I'm not a Nazir.
He's in the Beis HaKvaros, and they're telling him, don't. Inside Beis HaKvaros, tell him, don't become a Nazir.
But he's saying
he's
not
becoming a Nazir. The Isser is not becoming a Nazir. Right. The Isser is getting Tummy once you're a Nazir.
It's two steps away. Even though in timing it's one moment, it's two conceptual moments. He's a Nazir, and then there's Tumma. But where do we ever find that that's a problem, though? Usually, Hasra is about timing.
Let me ask a question. Somebody is about to kill the other guy, and they tell him, don't shoot the gun. Is that a Hasra? It's the same thing.
Well, there. No, you have to tell him, don't kill the guy.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to be embarrassed.
You cannot tell him, don't shoot him.
I guess it depends on whether shooting is the same thing as killing.
There's a split second between the time he presses the gun and the other guy gets killed.
Regardless, though, but killing is something. Killing is something he could do right now. Killing is something he could do. Tumma, I'm not saying because of what he's saying. I'm saying it's not Shaykh the Isser.
The Tosa asks an interesting question about Lav Shein B'Maisa here. If you look at Tosa in the last Tosa on the page here, Yilema. They say to him, don't become a Nazir, because if you become a Nazir, then you're Mimela going to violate Isser Tumma. V'hu Omeid, Tosa says, B'Vesek Varos, he's standing in the cemetery, Lama Li Shia, why doesn't he need Shia? Pshita Delaki, certainly he's going to get Malchus, below Shia, without waiting. Why? The Nazir Tower, my time of Delobai Shia. Why in a regular Nazir doesn't require any delaying in the Beis Varos? V'lo Mishkach is like Klal Debai Shia, Mishum Dekumasarim Bei. Shloi Tame, we warn him, don't become Tame. V'hu Nazir Tower, and he's a Nazir Tower and enters into the Beis Varos. You don't need Shia. So Hachanami, the Gemara says, Masrina Beishlo Yadir, Bob Benazir, don't take upon yourself Naziris. But who over lucky, he went against this, he gets Malchus Kimo Hayecha the Havitar, just like a Hadi Bintar. Masrina Beishlo Yitama. But Lav Hai, Klav Shein B'Maisa, B'Mashim B'Kabal Naziris. Don't say this Lav Shein B'Maisa is the Kabbalah Naziris, is Lav Shein B'Maisa. There's no mice involved. The Lav Shein, there's a gear change, I think, here, or a footnote. The Lav Shein B'Maisa, it's actually a Maisa here. The fact that he doesn't leave when he takes palms in Naziris, that itself is a Nazir, that's a Maisa, which is very, very strange.
Yeah,
he's taking the town. Right. As far as the fact that you don't leave, and that's exactly what an Ein Bo Maisa is, by not leaving, is not a Maisa. So he points to some Gemaras here. So he answered the Magen Mishnah, which is what the Sefer Chinuch also writes in a number of places. Kolav she'efshar de ma'isa lo ka'af heichad ein ba'maisa. Chinuch writes in many, many places. Anytime that it's possible to violate through ma'isa, then when you do it without doing ma'isa, that's enough. It has to be shayach to ma'isa. It doesn't have to be an actual ma'isa. Either way, so what's the case here? The shayla is about shahir. You certainly don't need shahir for a tamei who becomes a nazir. because it's all about the asura, nothing to do with the tuma, with the shehiyah.
What's the exact concept of shehiyah?
She means that
it's to delay. But what is it meaning?
But the idea is, if do you view me being in the base of Megdash if I'm running through? Is that considered me being in the base of Megdash? I ran through really quickly. Is that a violation of entering the base of Megdash or dwelling? No, I was on the way out. That's a yitziyah. Only if I take a break for a moment, that's considered me being here now. But in the movement...
Meaning it's not a halachic question whether he's tameh or not at that moment, because he's for sure tameh whether he's Shia or no Shia.
How you define the Isser.
How do you define the Isser? But right. No matter what, even if he runs through Beis HaGvaros, he becomes tameh.
Exactly.
No matter what he does.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. There's the Shia and the Isser. Very good. So Gemara says, so what's the Shaila here? Ella kigon shenichnas b'seida teva migdal. He's in a box, in the tower, something. He's protected. Tumas ohel. Uba chaveru ufar me'elav me'aziva. His nice friend removed paras lashon priya to be pareh, to reveal, open up. He takes off the maziva, I think the bottom actually. What does maziva say?
Floor.
The floor, right. It's the floor. He removes the floor and the guy falls out from the bottom. Ki gamiran. So when we learn shehiya b'beis hamikdash, the whole source of shehiya is based on the beis hamikdash. Ava abrailo, with respect to outside the base of Magdash, there is no such concept. O dilma lo shana, maybe there's no difference. So what's the shaila here? So it says Tosos on the top here, Elo kigon shenichnas b'seida tevo migdal, he's in a box. Tchilas knisasa b'makum tamei beheter, he's allowed, he's protected, he's in machitza while he's in the base kfaros, there's nothing wrong. Lo loka knisi, he doesn't get malchus for entering in. Elo ki masrin abe, shayotza b'seida, when he tells him to leave, Parlo alav ma'amiziva, and they remove the flooring, misfaf galei dilma lo bai shia, maybe you don't need any shia. The fact that he's present and revealed and exposed, he should get the violation of malchus, of tumah. O dilma lo shna, dechalhecha de'ira of tumah, behasim bai shia. Or no, whenever there's an ister of tumah, you require some level of shia. It's not being there, it's that you have to wait there, it'd be delayed there. Now, Tosa, so what's the shaila here? So, again, he enters into the base kvaros, so there's no tumah in the first place.
And his friends takes out it.
So he becomes
an
oinus. Right. Well, so that's the next toast in the same about onus. So, but he's now exposed to the tumah, and he runs out. Is that exposure enough to become tameh, or do you have that a special din of the shia? Just like the base of mikdash is a special din of shia, do you apply that here as well? Now we don't know any exact cause of why you would apply, why you wouldn't apply. The Gemara just asks the question, ends in a teiku here. There's no svar here whether you connect it. I don't know why one would or one wouldn't connect it. Either way, Tosa points out, Uba chaveiro para me'ela me'aziva dafka be'onis, only if it's be'onis. De'i b'ratona, if the guy in the box said, no, expose me, inami im hu'atma para, he himself exposed himself, ki agam ne'lo b'aylam, there's no shailer, ibaishia. Everyone agrees you certainly require it. You certainly would violate even without shia. The only shailer is if be'onis, do you then require shia as well? Do you require shia then or not? Okay, the Gemara now asks by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks, "Does ever who beveis kvaros? He takes in Nazir's while standing in the cemetery. Ton giluach halo. Does he require giluach at the end? Meaning he now has to wait 7 days to become tameh, to become tahor rather. Now with the halach is a guy who's Nazir tahor and then becomes tameh. After the 7 days, on day 8, he brings kavanos and he has to shave. But this guy was never tahor in the first place. He was a Nazir beveis kvaros. He waits 7 days to become tahor." Does he have to have giluach at the end of those days? Ki bai tagalachas tar shenitmar. The only time he requires shaving is a tar guy who then becomes tameh, become a tameh l'nizirah. So he's basically desecrating his nizirah that was once tar. Aval tameh shenazir lo, a guy who's tameh who's not desecrating anything. He never had a moment of tara. Maybe he would not require tagalachas. Oh, dima lo shenah. Perhaps there is no difference, and he would require tagalachas. This relates to Tosas and Amun Aleph, who talks about what tagalachas meant earlier. So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya. Misha nazir v'huba beis kvaros afilu hayasham shloshim yom. Ain't all of them in a We saw this a number of times. Vino maybe carbon tuma. A guy who's in the beis kvaros and then takes upon himself nazirus, even for 30 days, the count doesn't count for anything, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon tuma either. Carbon tuma hudulo maisi aval gilucha bay. But he would have to shave after the 7 days of tara, even though he was a tame from the beginning. My tam kamar. So Gemara said, what's the reason?
Is this the answer?
I think this is how we explain how do we get out of this raya. I think it's a matam kamar. He's explaining the reason, not to make a diuk of only tuma you don't bring, but you have to shave. It's a matam kamar. Matam eino mevikaron tuma. Why don't you bring a tuma? Karban Tumah, Mishum de lo baik liucha. The only time you bring a Karban Tumah is when there's going to be shaving as well. They're very much related. The hair that's shaved is being used for the fuel fire below the Karbanos. So here, actually that's at the end. I'm not sure if that's in Tumah. That might be at the end when you're tar. Either way, the Gemara explains, the Brice is telling us, why do you not bring a Karban Tumah? It's because you don't shave your hair. So that answers the shot. That's how they explain. It's not a raya either way. There's a way to reject this raya. Mar attempts to bring another raya now. Tashma ein bein tami shenazar, the nazir tar shenitma, ela tami shenazar shvi shel olam minaminim. V'nazir tar shenitma ein shvi shel olam minaminim. We saw this already before. Whether day 7 counts for him or not depends whether he was in tami first or whether he was nazir first. So my lav hal litaglacha zev zev shavin. Is a diak, we should make the diak. With respect to shaving, they're both equal, meaning after 7 days of Tara, they both require shaving. And where it says that's the incorrect diak, lo, hal le malkos zev zev shavin. With respect to malkos, it was changing what we said before.
We said the maskana was that when they said shaving, it's le tiglachas and not le malkos.
Right, and you're right. This is not there's no clear right either way. It's not muchach to say either way. That's why Gemara is able to go back and forth. So Gemara says, "Lo, hala malchus evesesha." Meaning they both get malgos for additional tumas. Aval l'taglachas, my zem magalechas ain't magalech. With respect to taglachas, maybe there's a difference.
It makes sense we're going back because that was when we were defending Rish Lakish. But once we came to
we said Rish Lakish is the same except for.
Now we are in the world of Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. Where there's definitely malchus. So malchus is
so
the first assumption.
Right? You don't have to answer that tigalachas says Zev Shavim. You could say it's talking about lamalchus.
How do you give it a shot? Okay.
You see, like Tosfos said, though, that's clear from this Gemara. Like Tosfos says, what tigalachas means, tigalachas biyom shvi, right? Not after tigalachas of a nazir.
Correct.
That's clear from the
Gemara. It's a shayla. He said it's a shayla. We don't have an answer yet.
Right. But it would make sense because the guy doesn't even have hair yet.
7 days? He'll grow a little bit. Not. Won't be a lot, but there'll be something to shave.
But isn't there that ain't tiglachas in abishloshim? It was something like that.
Ain't gidol parallel abishloshim, right? But the echanami, that won't be a nazirus, but there's still, for taglachas purposes, you can still shave something.
He has to shave whatever he has.
So Gemara said, if that's the case, if there's a difference between shaving. Between the two different types of nazir, so listen, the Gemara said that should be a second difference. It should say ain bain these two, counting day 7 and also shaving. So the Gemara says tani shvi shelo v'chol mile. When it said shvi shelo, it wasn't a one distinction. It was anything else. There are other differences also, namely shaving. So there's no raya from that one either. There's two ways to read that braisa. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya now. Ainly ella. I only know the days of tuma that don't count towards the minyan. Yimei chiluta menayin. What about yimei chiluta? So we're talking about mitzora now. It sounds like. Let's look at Tosos for a second. If you look at Tosos here, you see Tosos dimasal yimei tuma shein olin lo min haminyan. Perish kishenit ma b'meis. When a guy becomes tuma as a meis, sharei imana b'tara. He counts the number of days of Tara. V'nidma, he becomes Tamei day, then. Soser, afil min harishon. He ruins all the previous days, even day one. Kedichsev hayamim harishon yiflu. All the previous days fall. V'kol shekein she'osun yamin ein olin lo. And certainly those days won't count towards days of Nazirus. V'kafar la v'gomer. V'haynu kishi tar, v'kadish rosho b'yom ha'u, she'yascha min Nazirus Tara. Then when he becomes Tara, he has to start all over again. What about Yimei Chaluto? Shiyoshi Mechutz Lamach, the guy is Mitzora. He's sitting outside the camps. Vichlito, he's a decisive Tumah. We know that it's certainly Nega Taras. Umana Mixas Naziris Shekiba Alav, Kod Mashin Nisara. He started counting his Naziris before he became a Mitzora. Vishiv Nirpa, then he becomes a Mitzora. Then he gets healed. Vigiach Letzaras, so shaves his hair for his Taras purposes. Menayin Shiyach, so Limnos, I'm still in Tosas. Limnos Lahashlim, Naziris Laminin Shimimana Kod Mitzaras. How do we know he counts afterwards? And he could still include the days he counted before the Taras. The days of the Taras itself, though, lo yalu lo minim, but those days in between don't count. Haminin Niziros. Avai me hezger, the vade olin lo lefi, the days of hezger, do count towards the minim. The fishein zakuk legaleach, kama mucha, niskar is a place where we're not sure. Niskar is like parenthetic. We're not sure. He's in limbo. Those days do count. So back to the Gemara now. Let's read this all together again. Toshma. Ainly Eli made tumah. So she know lo minim in the Eli. No guy who's tumas mace. Those days of tumas mace do not count towards the nazirus. Yemei chiluta minayin. How do I know the days of mitzora also don't count towards the minyan? V'dinu, and it makes sense. My yemei tumas megaleach or maybe carbon. Just like a guy who's tamei shaves and brings a carbon at the end of yemei tumas mace. Af yemei chaluta megaleach or maybe carbon. So to buy a chaluta mitzora whose chaluta also has to shave and bring carbons at the end. So they're similar. So ma yemei tumaso from tumas mace ain't olun lo minaminin. So af yemei chaluta so to days of a teras ain't olun minaminin. So it sounds very logical to explain that yemei chaluta Tsaras do not count towards the minion of Naziris. And where it says, lo, you can't bring me a, it's not a kal v'chomer, it's not an equation, the two halachas of Tsaras and Tumas Meis, because there's a difference. Im amris b'yimei tumasa shekein mevata b'henes ha-kodmin. If you say by Tumas Meis where it ruined all the previous days, he has to start all over again, the fikach ein olam and minion, therefore the days themselves don't count towards the Naziris. Tomer b'yimei chaluta sheinu mevata sa-kodmin. Are you going to tell me by Bimei Chaluta, where he's a Tsaras, where it does not ruin the previous days? He's allowed to still hold on to those previous days. The Vigach, maybe one would say, those days should count towards his Naziris. So Gemara says, Amris, Ma Nazir Bekever Shesaro Roy Lutaglachas. Ein Olin Lo Mneminin. Yimei Chaluta Shein Roy Lutaglachas Lo Kol Shagain. Shein Olin Mneminin. Let's see this. What's the Shaila here? Tosfos says. Tosfos writes on the bottom, Nazir Bekever Shesaro Roy Lutaglachas. A Nazir who's in the base pharos, his hair is raw, he's fitting to be shaved. V'dami l'nazir ain olam lo min aminim. It's similar in the dami l'nazir ain olam min aminim yimei chaluto shein tzara roi l'taglachas l'chach lo dami l'nazir lo kol shkein shein olam min aminim. So the guy who's in the base pharos where his hair is long enough and he's therefore similar to Nazir in that his hair is very long, yet it still doesn't count towards aminim. A guy during his taglachas, where his hair is not so long, I'm not sure why not, but it's not so long, and he's not similar to a nazir, so certainly his days shouldn't count towards the minyan. Why is there a difference between the hair of the taras versus the hair of the nazir? I see. When the Mitzora shaves his hair, he's shaving his hair for the purpose of Taras, not for the purposes of Naziris. Not Shaykh at all to Naziris. The guy who's Nazir, Bebes Kfaros, and then shaves his head after 7 days, his shaving is a Naziris type of shaving. So therefore it's Shaykh to Naziris. So you would think those 7 days should count towards it, but it doesn't. So then certainly Naziris, certainly Taras, where he shaves his head, where the shaving has nothing to do with Naziris, certainly those days of Taras should definitely not be part of the Yimei Naziris count. That's
and
the...
And in that case, it's not destroying the days before then. It's not like you have the same culture
right.
You have, right? Tumas Meis.
Right. Even though, by Taras, we're not ruining the days beforehand, we still are holding on to them, there's still a difference between Yimei Chaluto and Yimei Tuma. And therefore, you can't bring me just a equation of halachas, a kavachomer of halachas, that the days of Chiluto count or don't count. So the Gemara says, Samaylav Taglachas Tuma. So we're trying to bring a rye. After this whole discussion, so when we talk about shaving, it's clear we're talking about the shaving of Tumah. At the end of the 7 days, the taglachas is shaving. So we see that a nazir, Bebes Kfaros, does actually shave his hair at the end of 7 days. That was the whole rye. And the Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a rye. Lo, taglachas tara, we're talking about taglachas tara, at the end of Naziris, where he shaves his head at the end. Halchanami Misavra, it makes sense to say this. Why? Because the Isaka Daitach Taglachas Tuma, we're talking about Taglachas Tuma, where he shaves after the first 7 days of Tameh, Yimei Chaluta Milo Bar Taglachas. So Taglachas Naziris Katani. What's going on here? So let's look at Tosfos on the bottom here. So again, this whole back and forth between Taglachas of Yimei Tuma and Taglachas of Yimei Mitzora, up until now we've been assuming, referring to shaving your head after the first 7 days of Tuma. A guy who's Tameh, and standing base Kfaros takes upon himself Naziris. And after 7 days, we're answering the question, he would shave his head. We're trying to bring that right, he would shave his head. And that's the whole shock of attire between Naziris and Mitzora. And the verse says, no, we're not talking about taglachas of Tuma. There's no taglachas by Tuma. A guy who's tumming and takes upon himself Naziris, there's no shaving. So what are we talking about? So look at the bottom Tosos here. My lav taglachas de Tuma, lo taglachas de Tara. The way you read it is as follows. Ma nazir bekever shesaru roi l'taglachas d'seir shalav omid l'skalech l'chi yashlim naziros t'tara. The guy who's tamei and takes upon of naziros when he completes his Tahara, Tara Naziros, at the end, when he finally takes the Batara, that eventually will be a Naziros, a Tagachas of Naziros, Sherei Einu Megalech B'Shvi, because he doesn't shave on day 7 of his Tara of the first 7 days. He doesn't shave them. Ein Olun, Yimei Chaluta, so the days of Chaluta, She'ein Saro Omed Tiskalech Naziros. The hair he's growing now by Tara will not still be around when he shaves at the end of his Naziros later on. He has to shave lichshisrape when he becomes tohar, healthy from his mitzara. That's how you read the Tara. Will the hair that's standing right now, being during Yimei Tumah, will it still be around when he completes his nazir shlema? And the Gemara says hachanamim sabra, and that's logical to say. Why? Because the ishagadaitach taglachas tumah. If you're saying referring to shaving after 7 days of, with the first 7 days where he's tumah, when he took upon himself to the naziros, if that's the shaving we're referring to. So Yimei Chaluta mi lo bai taglachas. When it comes to Yimei Chaluta, is there no need for shaving? Of course there's need for shaving. So you look at Tosfos again on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph now. Yimei Chaluta mi lo bai taglachas v'sof Yimei Chaluta, the end of his tzaras count. P'tichsiv v'chibes ha'ad mitaris begol ha'vigalach es kol saro. Aval taglachas the tar less bebe mitzora. There's no concept of shaving by a mitzora who's tar. The gam taglachas shni, even the second shaving, shemigalach achim esifro, after counting by a tzaras, mitoch tumah, it's from tumah.
So what's this raya? Yeah, the train, right? Okay. We can do this tomorrow. You also have to go.
Yeah, she goes down. Oh, we could do this tomorrow then.
Tomorrow.
Okay, it is involved. Let's look it over a little better. Okay, so we'll leave it hanging.